I got saved August 13th, 1995. I was an over-the-road truck driver, been in drugs and alcohol a lot in my lifetime. My wife had started going to church, and our marriage was so bad that it was falling apart, and I thought, if I went to church with her, maybe things might get better. So I started going to church with her, and that really wasn't the answer, because, man, every Sunday, that preacher, he was preaching at me and convicting me, and I finally quit going, and our marriage got a lot worse, and then me and my wife got in this big fight one night. She left and went to her preacher's house, and he called me and wanted to come down and talk to me, and I told him he could, and he came down that night and brought a little tract with him called Eternal Life, and he read that tract to me and asked me if I'd give my life to Jesus, and I said, no, I don't think that's for me, and he said, okay, and he just left. And I thought, wow, that was easy. But the next morning I got up and I got my semi and I took off across Illinois, and I got over by Nashville, Illinois, and tears started rolling down my eyes, and I was crying like a big old baby driving down the road, and I just started talking to God. When I heard myself talking to God, I thought, well, I don't even know if there is a God. I said, God, if you're really real, then give me a sign. I want to prove to me that you're real, and I'll give my life to you. And I drove up the road a little ways, and it got daylight, and I looked out in the field, and there was this sign that said, Christ is the answer. And I thought, well, that's a sign from God. That's what I asked for. But then the old devil, he jumped in there and told me, no. He said, that's not what you really meant. And I said, that's right. And so I started talking to God again, and I said, God, when I asked for a sign, I didn't mean I wanted a sign. I meant I want something else, something real, something that'll prove to me that you're real. And so I drove on. And it was a little while later, a little white church bus pulled up beside of me. And I looked down, and there was a lady in the passenger seat, and she looked at me, and then she just rolled down her window, and with her thumb, she took it out and pointed up to heaven, as if to say, here's your sign. And I thought, that's from God, because that's a little church bus. And the devil, he really laughed at me then. And so I told God, that's not good enough. I got to have something else, something real, something big. And I drove on. And I ended up getting up to my destination up in Galena, Illinois, and got unloaded. And then I headed back home. And I decided to go across a different route, and I went across over to Rockford, Illinois, and I was driving across 20 right there in Rockford, and I just started talking to God again. I said, God, I've got to have something else, something big, something from you that will prove to me that you're real. And as I headed south on I-39, just as I crossed the Illinois River Bridge, I looked out in the field, and there was this great big sign. I mean, a big sign. And I looked at that sign, and I seen Jesus Christ on that billboard, and his eyes were looking at me, and he was pointing at me with his finger. And as he pointed at me, I saw blood dripping off his finger, and the sign read, this one's for you. And when I read that, I knew that God was speaking to me. And down deep in my heart, I knew, this is it. This is your last chance. It's now or never. And I just started crying, and I started trying to remember that prayer that the preacher had read to me the night before. I couldn't remember it. So I just started confessing with my heart and asking Jesus Christ to save me. And he did. And that day, Jesus Christ come into my life, and it felt like the weight of the world had just been lifted off my chest. And it felt like I was floating, and I floated on home. And right there, right after that, is when I started writing songs. Right after Jesus Christ came into my life, he gave me a gift to write. And I didn't know why I was writing then. I didn't have a clue. But now it's obvious that he was preparing me for the ministry that he had called me into that day. And he gave me songs to put into this ministry. And this song here, it's called At the Foot of the Tree, and this is my testimony in song. At the foot of the tree,
life, lost without hope. 18 wheels of lonesome at the end of the road. In my hand was a tract the preacher had read, his words still echoing in the back of my head. I felt so ashamed when I thought of my past. Then I called his name, this chance, would it be my last? Then I saw Jesus hanging on that tree. I lifted up my heart from down on my knees. Today I met Jesus at the foot of the cross. Brokenhearted and lonesome, so long I've been lost. I left a lifetime of misery at the foot of the tree. Those 18 wheels are rolling down that old lonesome road, and I share the good news wherever I go. Yes, there's been a change. I'm not the man I used to be, and I tell everybody what's happened to me. How I felt so ashamed when I thought of my past. But I called his name, this chance, could it be my last? Then I saw Jesus hanging on that tree, and I lifted up my heart from down on my knees. Today I met Jesus at the foot of the cross. Brokenhearted and lonesome, so long I've been lost. I left a lifetime of misery at the foot of the tree. Then I saw Jesus hanging on that tree. I lifted up my heart from down on my knees. Today I met Jesus at the foot of the cross. Brokenhearted and lonesome, so long I'd been lost. I left a lifetime of misery at the foot of the tree.